to you about the youngest of my favorite brother, Hazrat Ali Asghar. Hazrat Ali Asghar was the youngest son of Imam Hussain Ali Asghar. His mother's name was Bibi Umar Rubab and his sister was Bibi Selina. During Karbala, Hazrat Ali Asghar was aged a tender 6 months and having no water for 3 days, starting from the 7th of Muharram, was a terrible infliction upon him. Soon came the day of Ashura. Imam Hussain saw Hazrat Abbas shamelessly murdered. He saw Qasim thrown to pieces. He saw Ali Akbar with his chest torn open by a spear. Ona and Muhammad were killed. Was there anyone left who was willing to sacrifice his life for Islam? Alas, this was the night of the little soldier, the Mujahid, Ali Asghar. It was the Imam's turn. He mounted his Zujana and came to a small mound. There he called, "Is there anyone here to help me? Is there anyone here to help the grandson of the Holy Prophet?" Suddenly, Imam Hussain heard a cry coming from the tents. He turned and entered the tents, saying, "Zainab, your brother is still alive. Why are you crying?" Bibi Zainab replied, "When you called for help, Ali Asghar fell from his cradle." Imam Hussain knew what his little soldier was trying to say. He entered the tent of Bibi Umar Rubab. He picked up a crying Ali Asghar and whispered something in his ear. Ali Asghar immediately stopped crying and began to smile. What had the Imam whispered in his ear? The Imam had said, "Ali Asghar, do you want to come with me to the battlefield? Do you want to show your strength on the battlefield? Come, my little soldier, my Mujahid." He then addressed his wife, Umar Rubab, and taking Ali Asghar out onto the battlefield with me, so that I may get him some water. Imam Hussain carried Ali Asghar out onto the battlefield with him. When Yazid's men saw Imam Hussain coming towards them, carrying something, they began to say, "Look, Hussain has brought the Quran. He has no one left to help him, and he is hoping that, with the help of the Quran, he will live." Imam Hussain uncovered Ali Asghar and, holding him high, said, "O people, you may think that I have offended you, but this innocent child has done nothing to you. He has not had a drop of water for 3 days, and he is dying of thirst. I ask you, give him some water." The Imam waited. Then, setting Ali Asghar down upon the ground, said, "If you think that by giving this child water, I will try to drink myself, then here, take him and give him water yourself." The Imam moved a few paces back. Still, no water came for Ali Asghar. Ali Asghar turned his head to stare at the army of Yazid. Imam Hussain picked up Ali Asghar and said, "Ali Asghar, my son, my dear, you are too young to fight with a sword or a spear. My soldier, my Mujahid, you are a grandson of Ali. My son, fight your jihad with your tongue." Ali Asghar stuck out his dry tongue and moved it over his cracked lips. This little soldier had shot a strange arrow, his thirst. It penetrated the hearts of those soldiers who had children of their own. They became restless and started to cry and talk amongst themselves, saying, "Hussain is right. What has this child ever done to us? Why should he be punished?" Hearing this, Umar Asad became worried that soon his whole army would turn against him. Therefore, this hypocrite decided to put a stop to it and silence the child. Ordering his best archer, he said, "Hurmala, what are you waiting for? Silence the child." Hurmala aimed a three-headed arrow at the neck of Ali Asghar, one that was usually used to kill a camel. The arrow hissed through the air, reaching the tender neck of Hazrat Ali Asghar, piercing his dry throat. Imagine the state of Imam Hussain al-Islam, the father that had gone to get water for his son and had gotten an arrow instead. Carefully, the Imam removed the arrow from the neck of Ali Asghar. Blood gushed from the neck of Ali Asghar. A voice came from the ground, "No, Hussain, do not let the blood of Ali Asghar fall towards the ground, otherwise no crops will ever grow from this earth." Imam Hussain looked towards the sky. A voice came, "No, Hussain, do not let the blood of Ali Asghar gush towards the sky, otherwise no drop of rain will ever fall from the sky." What shall the mountain stand in Ramah? The sky is refusing. The earth is not happy to accept the blood of Eliezer. The mountain stand wiped the blood of Eliezer on his face. He then thought, what shall I tell Minubah? How can I face her? How can I tell her that her 6-month-old son has been martyred without water? How?